Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Daily Vagus Nerve Exercises by Rainer Hartmann is a practical wellness guide focused on the vagus nerve and its role in autonomic regulation, stress response, digestion, inflammation, and emotional balance. The book belongs to the popular health and self-care category rather than to formal medical or academic literature, and its purpose is to make nervous system concepts usable for non-specialist readers. Hartmann presents the vagus nerve as a major communication pathway between the brain and organs, such as the heart, lungs, and digestive tract, then connects this anatomy to everyday practices intended to support relaxation and resilience. The guide draws on ideas associated with polyvagal theory and combines them with brief exercises such as slow breathing, humming, cold exposure, massage, yoga, and stretching. Its practical emphasis is on repeated, low-cost, non-invasive routines that readers can integrate into daily life while recognizing that persistent medical or psychological symptoms require professional care. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the vagus nerve is presented as a central pathway for body-brain regulation. A major focus of the book is explaining why the vagus nerve attracts attention in discussions of stress, digestion, and whole body health. Hartmann frames it as the longest cranial nerve and as a communication channel linking the brain with major organs. This matters because the vagus nerve is part of the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps regulate processes associated with rest, recovery, digestion, heart rate, and internal balance. The book uses this biological role to argue that vagal function is not an isolated anatomical detail, but a practical factor in how the body shifts between tension and recovery. The reasoning is straightforward: if stress keeps the nervous system in a defensive state, practices that encourage parasympathetic activity may help the body return towards steadier regulation. The book, therefore, treats vagus nerve stimulation as a way to influence broad patterns rather than as a narrow cure for one condition. Its explanatory value lies in giving readers a simplified map of how emotional state, physical symptoms, and organ function can interact. This framework is useful for beginners because it turns a complex nerve into an understandable system of signals, feedback loops, and daily behavioral inputs. Secondly, polyvagal theory gives the exercises an emotional regulation framework. Hartmann connects the book to polyvagal theory, a framework associated with the idea that the autonomic nervous system responds differently to safety, threat, and shutdown. In the context of this guide, the theory is used less as a technical debate and more as a practical language for understanding anxiety, stress, and dysregulation. The core implication is that emotional distress is not only a matter of thoughts. It also involves bodily states shaped by breathing, muscle tone, heart rhythm, and perceived safety. This helps explain why the book emphasizes physical exercises rather than relying only on cognitive strategies. Slow breathing, vocal vibration, and gentle movement are presented as ways to send calming signals through the body and support a shift toward a more regulated state. The value of this approach is that it gives readers a concrete reason to practice small interventions before or during stressful moments. At the same time, the book is best understood as an accessible application of polyvagal ideas, not as a full scholarly treatment of the theory. Its emphasis is practical, noticing nervous system state and using repeatable cues to encourage relaxation. Thirdly, breathing, humming, cold exposure, and movement form the practical core. The most actionable part of the book is its collection of daily vagus nerve exercises. Hartmann describes practices such as diaphragmatic breathing, slow breathing, box-style breathing, humming, cold exposure, massage, yoga, and stretching. These methods are grouped by their potential to influence autonomic activity through respiration, vocal vibration, sensory input, and body awareness. Breathing exercises are central because respiration is one of the few autonomic functions that people can consciously adjust, making it a direct entry point into calming arousal. Humming and other vocal practices are included because vibration in the throat and controlled exhalation are commonly associated with parasympathetic activation. Cold exposure is treated as a stronger stimulus that may require caution and gradual use. Gentle movement and stretching help reduce muscular tension and create a slower bodily rhythm. The book's practical logic is that short, repeated exercises can be more sustainable than occasional intensive efforts. Rather than presenting vagus nerve support as a complex protocol, Hartmann makes it accessible through brief routines that can fit into ordinary schedules. This is one reason the book appeals to readers seeking structured but simple self-regulation practices. Fourthly, gut-brain communication links digestion, inflammation, and nervous system balance. Another important theme is the relationship between the vagus nerve, digestion, and inflammatory processes. Hartmann discusses the vagus nerve as part of the gut-brain connection, emphasizing that digestive function and nervous system state influence one another. This perspective helps readers understand why stress can affect appetite, stomach comfort, bowel patterns, and overall physical ease. The book also addresses the idea that vagal tone may relate to inflammatory regulation, though it presents this in a popular health format rather than as a specialist medical review. The practical message is that calming the nervous system may support conditions in which the body can digest, repair, and recover more efficiently. This is paired with lifestyle advice on sleep, diet, and stress management, which broadens the book beyond individual exercises. The reasoning is that vagus nerve practices are unlikely to work in isolation if a reader is chronically underslept, overstimulated, or poorly nourished. The book's strength here is its integrated view: digestion is not treated as only a gastrointestinal issue, and anxiety is not treated as only a mental issue. Both are placed within a shared regulation system that can be influenced by daily habits. Lastly, the book favors accessible routines while acknowledging practical safety limits. The guide is designed for readers who want clear instructions rather than a dense anatomy textbook. Its exercises are described as brief and repeatable, with some material emphasizing routines that can be done in only a few minutes. This accessibility is important because nervous system practices are most useful when they are realistic enough to perform consistently. Hartman also appears to include cautions or contraindications around certain exercises, which is especially relevant for practices such as cold exposure, pressure-based massage, or breath control. That safety framing helps distinguish the book from wellness advice that treats every technique as universally harmless. The limitation is that the book remains a self-help guide and cannot account for each reader's medical history, trauma background, cardiovascular risk, respiratory condition, or medication use. Its recommendations are therefore best applied conservatively, especially by readers with chronic illness or significant anxiety symptoms. The book's practical contribution is not that it replaces clinical care, but that it gives a structured menu of low-cost methods for noticing and influencing bodily state. Its usefulness depends on careful pacing, realistic expectations, and willingness to treat the exercises as supportive habits rather than guaranteed treatments. In conclusion, Daily Vagus Nerve Exercises is best suited for readers who want an approachable introduction to vagus nerve stimulation and nervous system self-regulation. It may be especially relevant for people interested in natural stress management, anxiety reduction, digestive awareness, body-based relaxation, or the practical implications of polyvagal theory. Healthcare students or practitioners may also find it useful as a layperson-oriented example of how autonomic concepts are translated into everyday exercises, though it should not be treated as a clinical reference. Its practical benefits come from giving readers concrete techniques that require little equipment and can be repeated daily, including breathing, humming, stretching, gentle movement, and other calming practices. Intellectually, the book helps connect symptoms that are often considered separately, such as tension, digestion, inflammation, and emotional reactivity within a broader model of body-brain communication, compared with many wellness books that remain motivational or abstract. This one stands out for centering a specific physiological pathway and pairing explanation with exercise instructions. Its differentiating feature is the combination of simplified nerve science, polyvagal theory concepts, lifestyle support, and short daily routines. Readers should approach it as a practical companion for self-regulation, not as a substitute for medical diagnosis, psychotherapy, or treatment of serious conditions. If you would like to support Rainer Hartman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.